Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Maseches Zevachim Daf Tzadiches, but we're going to go back and start the shir really on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, the sugya of Kol HaSheyiga BeBesorah Yikdash, where the Gemara dashes on Kol HaSheyiga BeBesorah Yikdash, that if the Chatas or any carbon becomes Beluah in something else, if it becomes Beluah in Chulin, or if kachim kachim and kachim kalim, then you have to be yechel kachomer sheben, you have to treat it as the most common. If it's pasul, it becomes pasul. So the Gemara starts at the end of Daf Tzadik Zayinim and Aleph. Taner Rabbanan, kol ha-sheyiga, yorchal afilu shelo yibola, tamaleme bivisoya, ad sheyivle bivisoya. The Pasha Taich sounds like if a chat is touched to anything, it becomes kaddish. Gemara says no. Mevesara tells you at Shivla Bevesara that it becomes absorbed in the Vasar. Yachal Nagav and Mixes Chatichi Yekulai Pasal. You would think if, let's say, gets absorbed and touches part of a piece, everything's Pasal. Taimlai Meyiga, Hanegeya Pasal. Only what touches, only what's absorbed. Haketzan, Chaitich Esmakam Shebola. You have to cut the place that's absorbed. That's the din. Like we'll see soon. That the bli is pasul, the bli of the chat is pasul, but only as far as the bli goes, yechaytach esmakam shabala. Then the Gemara dashes bebesara, v'loy begin the v'loy be'atzamis, v'loy be'kanayim, v'loy be'tlofim. It's dafka in the basar, but the gidim, the veins, the atzamis, the bones, the kanayim, the horns, the tefayim, the hooves, they don't pasul. Yikdash, liyas kamaya, haketzidim suli tipasul, m'kshay v'teichel kacham shabala. Yikdash tells you it's exactly like that. In other words, if it's pasul, so everything becomes pasul because it has a blia of kachim sulam, which is asa to eat. And if it's kosher, you have to eat it like the most chomer. So first, small ara, on the besara v'loy beginim v'loy bat samas v'loy betlafin, the Rambam doesn't bring that halacha. And the Radvaz, and the Pirish, and the Rambam, he asks the Shaila, why didn't the Rambam bring this halacha? That loy beginim, loy batzamas, loy betlofim, loy berkanai. So he says, because the Rambam holds these things don't give tam. Atzamas, gidim, kanayim, tlofayim, they don't give tam. Yeah, they beginim, benaisim, tam. And atzamas also, it's halacha in the beginning of your day, simin tzaddik tes, that the atzamas, when you have a tray for a piece of meat, you only count the meat, you don't count the bones, because the bones don't give tam. And who are in the horns of the fine, they don't give tam. So it's pashit. Hayyais, the Rambam explains that the halacha by chattas is because it's nice and tam, and these things don't give tam, it's pashit. But the chayr, it's a plia. The Gemara dashes it from a pasuk. The Braisa not only said this halacha, but dashing it from the pasuk. How could you say it's pashit? Why would you need the pasuk for it? In the emes is takavisul shrei. The Maish said they don't give tam. So why would you need a pasuk? So there's the Rash in Teres Kainim says, I ain't be gidim and ice and tam, he says. So he says that sometimes if you melt the gidim, so then it does that is get out of tam. See, by Tzomis also, there's a big shail in the Rishainim, right? Rishainim, all that at Tzomis don't give tam, that there are Rishainim that say that it depends. That if it's a Tzomis kashim, very hard at Tzomis, they don't give tam. But at Tzomis rakim, like chicken bones, they do give tam. The Shach and the Pre-Chadosh in the beginning of Siman Tzadik Tes wants the Paskin that way. I saw the Mesivta Gemar Brut, the Yeshua's Yankov, in Siman Tav Mem Beis Sifkan Dalad, when he discusses this Shaila of Atzomis, he wants to say that the Rishainim that hold that Atzomis Rakim also don't Aser, even though they do give Tam, L'chayr is a Shaila Metzias, and L'chayr, everyone has to be Maskim, Atzomis Rakim give Tam. The Teretz says, "Exeris a kasev, you need basar." He says, "That's a pshat in our Gemara." It says, "Bevesara, that you need basar, even if they do give tam." So if you hold like this Rash and Teretz Kainim, or like how the Yeshua's Yankov holds the pshat of the Rishainim, there aren't mechalak between Atzamas Kashin and Atzamas Rakim, and hold that even Atzamas Rakim don't aser. Like the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik Tes, not like the Ran and the Ra'ah that the Shach and Bichadosh bring down there. That it's Thomas Rakim do aser. So then you need the pasuk to tell you, even if doves give time, it doesn't aser. It's exactly the kasuk, only basa asers. These things don't aser. What's Pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam Lechari Din all the way. The Rambam's Mashmid is Din. And the Vaz is Mazva, because the elder was Pashit, it doesn't give Tam. But what's the Pshat the Ilinar from the Pasuk? So the Chazayin Yecheskel, in the Likud de Ashas, Chuvahei, says a very interesting Pshat how the Rambam learned the Gemara. He said, what's the Pshat in the Drosha Shiyiga Bivisara, that you learn from Bivisara, that it has to be Nivla Bivisara? L'chaya, we're talking about the Chatas being Nivla in something else, right? Kol HaShayiga Bivisara, Namal Yilin, the Drosha is Bivisara, it has to be in the Visara. But it doesn't stem good, because Kol HaShayiga means, let's say, Adav Achulin, or Kachim Kalim, Yiga, it touches Bivisara in the Bisara Chatas. So how do you see, we're not talking about the Chulin being Nivla in the Bisara Chatas, we're talking about the Bisara Chatas being Nivla in the Chulin. So the Bivisara is going in the Bisara Chatas, how does Joshua work? No, Nesh Geferlich, maybe you could say that we dash in Bivisara to mean the other way. That's the main Indian. But Zag the Chazayin Yecheskel Fakir, the Bryce is explaining the Joshua. How do you see a Joshua Bivisara means it has to be Ivla Bivisara? Because Rivalda says Bivisara, if it's a Dinagia, so that should apply to Gidim and Karnayim and Tophayim also, and Atzamas. Bivisara stay Prat L'Gidim and Atzamas and Tophayim and Karnayim. And what's the Chilik? Because Basa gives Tam, and they don't give Tam. So that's the Joshua that teaches you that you need Nesinus Tam. That's what the Rambam learned. Now, the other Rishayim who learn Bivisara is Tam and Joshua. Bivisara, it has to be Nivul Bivisara. I, Bivisara, is going on the Bisara Chat, it's good. You learn out the Joshua. And then there's another din, a miyut, that at Tzomis and Gidim, Kanayim Tlefayim, they don't answer. And you have to say, they do give Tam, or they give a little Tam, or whatever it is, there is a Chiddush. But the Rambam that's Mashmid the din, because like the advisor explains, he holds there's no Chiddush. So Yos Fakert, Avad, we know they don't give Tam. But that's the drasha. Asheyiga b'vesara, why b'vesara? Asheyiga ba, why b'vesara? Dafka b'vesara, not gidim and atzamas, not kanayim and tlefayim. And why not? Teretz is because they don't give tam. In them state, it's only the tam that asks. As I learned the b'chaskel of Ramsky Kishmak of Shat. Now, what's this din that the yiga b'vesara? So Rashi says at sheyivla, he says kana mahatach shum and chatzus asochem and etzli shel shlamim. If let's say you melt the shuman of a chatas and you shmir a tzli shel shlamim, a tzli, a roasted thing of a shlam, the nivla bay, and the shuman shel chatas was nivla and tzli shel shlamim. Zog drashim kana lemedim hetim mitzdarim fle iser bekotchim. This is how you know the din of hetim mitzdarim fle iser. The ein lum mikan tam ke iker, shein ze tam elamamish. And you can't learn out from me a tam kicker because this is not tam, this is mamish. It's a stipler, Eifenoit, the Nafim Heim Sachim, that explains very good, explains very stark like this. He says it's two dinim really. The Gemara Sachim and the Gemara Nazir in the Sugya discuss two dinim. Discuss the din of Hetim Mitztarif L'Isser, and discuss the din of tam kicker. Hetim Mitztarif L'Isser means when you eat Hetim and Isser together, you have a chatzi zayis heter and chatzi zayis is, you eat it together. So you get malchus. Why? Because the heter is mitztarif l'isser. It's mitztarif for the shir. Since you ate some isser, and all together you ate a kazayis, and you ate it together. So even though part of the kazayis was heter, but heter is mitztarif l'isser, that's considered eating a shir kazayis. There's another din of tam ki'ikr. Tam ki'ikr means, I'm eating a dover heter, has tam isser in it. Has tam isser in it, so mela, I get malchus. Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Tam. Tam kikr means eat one kezayis of heter with tam isser in it, means you get malchus on that kezayis. Early in Perikah Teruvis, in Perikah Azrachim, we discussed Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, a tam kikr means eat a kezayis of heter and has tam of isser in it, so there's a din of tam kikr. And you get malchus on the kezayis of heter with the tam isser. So Mishnah will know you don't get malchus; it's an assay. In other words, some Mishnah will that only the tam ha isser is aser. You don't get kezayis from eating a kezayis of heter with the tam isser in it. But that's not Rashi sheet. The ground of Rashi is we paskin tam ke, that they don't say tam kicker. Tam kicker is their rabbanan. And when in tam holds we paskin tam kicker is their iser. But what tam kicker is, they both agree. So then this is the Gemara in Nazir does learn out from this pasuk Tam Kikar. It's interesting why Rashi says we're not learning out Tam Kikar, we're learning out to Mitzrayim for this. It's like Kedoshim asks Kasha and Rashi. But the Gemara in Sachem says like Rashi, it's two Gemaras, they have different maskanas. A similar sugya in Nazir and Imsachim, but the maskan in the Gemara Imsachim is you do learn out Het Mitzrayim for Isser, not Tam Kikar. So Mitzvah Shaila, why did Rashi pick the din of Het Mitzrayim for Isser? Our sugya doesn't say clear what the din is. If it's going so it's Het Mitzrayim for Isser, like the Gemara in Imsachim, or it's going so it's Tam Kikar, like the Gemara in Nazir, and Gemara doesn't really say. Tyrus HaKadosh is Mayach, why Rashi said that our Gemara is going with Hetem and Stayef Lisser. Bar Kopanim, saying over the Stipla, the Stipla is bothered like this. Here Rashi says that it's Hetem and Stayef Lisser. Why isn't it Tam Kikar? Why is it Dafke Hetem and Stayef Lisser? So Rashi says, because it's not just Tam, you have the Be'en here. You don't see Tam Kikar here. Ain't it Tam Alamamish? Tam Kikar Rashi holds is when you cook the two pieces of meat together. So you don't have actual meat in the other meat, you just have the tam of the meat in the meat. So Rashi B'davka made a whole case, not the pshat that you cook the chatas together with the shlomim. That wouldn't be hetem and starf lisser, that would be tam kikar. And Rashi holds that Ashig is not going else tam kikar. Ashig is going davka else hetem and starf lisser. So what's the case? Rashi says the case is you have actual shuman, you have actual fat from the chatas, which you melted, and you poured it over, you smeared it on the roasted shlamim. It was the barbecue sauce that you did for the roasting of the shlamim. So you have the actual shuman of the chatas in the shlamim. That's not tam, that's mamish. So that's why it's not a vart of tam kikar, it's a vart of hetem and starf lisser. So as Stipel is bothered, Rashi Imsachim says a different thing. Rashi Imsachim that explains why it's Hetem Mitzrayim for Isser and not Tam Kikar, Rashi says because it's only in half of it. The Chatas is only in half of the Shlomim. It's only in a half of a Kezayis of a Shlomim. It's not in the entire Kezayis. In order to be Chayiv for Tam Kikar, the whole Kezayis has to have Tam Chatas. If let's say only half the Kezayis has Tam Chatas, so you wouldn't be able to be Chayiv for Tam Kikar because you didn't need a Kezayis of Tam Kikar. You have to be the Kezayis of Hetta with the Tam Isser in it. So talking about it was only half a Kezayis, and the male, it's not Tam Kikar, it's Hetta Mitztayfel Isser. So frak the Stipla, what's the pshat here, Rashi says, it's Hetta Mitztayfel Isser, not Tam Kikar, because they're talking about Mamish and not Tam. And there Rashi says that it's Hetta Mitztayfel Isser and not Tam Kikar, because they're talking about that it's in half of the Kezayis, not in the whole Kezayis. Why did Rashi say two different things? So Zakhtar Stipla Pashit, and he writes at the end of Shtikl, it's so Pashit that it's not even a Chiddush Bechlal. He's just reading ice, and he said he decided to write it down, to remember this. But it's a Pashit of art. He says, Rashi is explaining why this Pasuk's not teaching you Tam Kikar. In other words, even after this Pasuk, I still don't know Tam Kikar. This pasuk is outside the mitzvah of Isser, but I would know Tam Kikar, because Tam Kikar is a bezunder chiddush. Tam Kikar is even if I have no mamashis kaim, it's still Isser. It's also because I have the tam. So, like Rashi, I don't know this chiddush because we're not necessarily talking about all you have is the tam. We could be talking about you have the mamashis, and it goes so outside the mitzvah of Isser. So Rashi is trying to explain how do we learn this pasuk of Hetem mitzvah of Isser. On the tzad that we don't say Tam Kikar. On the tzad you don't say Tam Kikar. So what's the pshat that a chatos asks of his nivlu b'basara? The Torah says, Hacha b'mayaskinim, we're talking about the mamashis of the chatos, not just the tam of the chatos. And the mamashis of the chatos asks with the principle of hetem and starf lisser. But not Tam Kikar, because it's not tam, it's more than tam, it's mamashis. Tam is really not Kikar. That's Rashi here. Rashi is explaining the other way. Rashi is going, let's say we know already Tam Kikar, and now we have another pasuk by Kachim to teach you an extra chiddush. Besides the Tam Kikar, we also have to know new chiddush that besides Tam Kikar had this Mitzrayim for Isser. So Rashi is by learning a kasha, if anyway you're going to get Malchus as Tam Kikar, so who needs had the Mitzrayim for Isser? Anytime you have had the Mitzrayim for Isser, anyway you have Tam Kikar. So Damzak Rashi, let's say it's only Nivlin half of a Gezayis. So you can't get Malchus as Tam Kikar, only half of a Gezayis as Tam Chattas. So there, the only way you can get Malchus is Alzat Mitzrayim Flisser. So even though you know already the din of Tam Kikar, you still need the Pasuk of Hetem Mitzrayim Flisser to teach you that when it's Nivlin half the Gezayis, and Al Kapanim you have the Mamashis, so then the Het will be Mitzrayim Flisser. So, kumtais, each din, tam kikr and hetem mitzrayim flisser has a kula and a chumra. Hetem mitzrayim flisser, if it wouldn't be for the din of tam kikr, it has a kula, you need mamashis. There's no din that tam asses if you're saying it's hetem mitzrayim flisser, if you don't know the din of tam kikr. Else hetem mitzrayim flisser, you need mamashis. But then again, you don't need the bliya should be in the whole kazayas. As long as you have the mamashis, wherever the bliya is, and you're eating an entire kazayas, so the heter is mitzrayim lisser to be called one kazayis. And tam kikr has the other way, the kula and the chumra. Tam kikr, the aside of the issue, has nothing to do with mamashis, adarabah, that's the chiddush of tam kikr, that even with any mamashis, the tam asses. But there, in order to be like it, the kazayis, the tam would have to go in the whole kazayis. And eating a whole kazayis with the tam isser, then you have tam kikr. So Rashi here is explaining how this pasuk can mean hetem mitzrayim lisser, and really you don't say tam kikr, but it's not tam, it's mamish. Rashi himself is explaining why do you need the chiddush of hetem mitzrayim lisser if you know already tam kikr. The Torah says, but tam kikr would only work if it's nivlin all kazayis, if it's half kazayis, and tam kikr won't work. It's all shet in this type of, and like he says, it's pashit amadaf to say shet. Now the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara has a kasha v'nesi asay v'lidcha eslaysa say. The Gemara says two terutzim. The Rabbi says, "Ena say doch leisay shem mikdash." Rav Ashi says it's a leisay say vasay. But al kabbalim, the Gemara's kasha is, how could you aser eating the carbon which has another carbon in it? Why do you say neisay say v'nincha leisay say? The Taisus reads ice. Now the pasuk that lechayu, what's the Gemara's kasha say doch leisay? The pasuk says yikdash. The pasuk says you can't eat it. So, Xerius Akasiv, you can't eat it. The Zaktais Tuturutzim. Either the Pshad is, the Pasuk doesn't say clearly they were talking about Kachim that touched the Chatas. Maybe it's the Mechulim that touched the Chatas. So, there is no assay. But by Kachim that touched the Chatas, you'll say, the Chalais would say. Or Taisu says, that under if it's Xerius Akasiv, then I can't eat the other carbon when I have Chatas mixed in. So, you should learn out from this Pasuk, and you say, the Chalais would say. You'd have one pasuk telling you, I say, Dechalese, climb the tzitzis, or whatever it is, but this pasuk would teach you, Ain't I say, Dechalese, say. So the Karen Ayah and other Achrenim asked the following kasha. If we're going to what's had to mitzvah lisa, like Rashi says. So, come dice, one evening over the lisa, say, as soon as you ate a kazayas of the heter and the issa together, even if you didn't eat a kazayas of the heter, you didn't eat a kazayas of the carbon, all you ate was a half a gezayis of the isser and half a gezayis of the heter, you're ready over the lois to say. But you're not mekayim the assay until you eat a full gezayis of heter. So the chayyah, you're going to be over the lois to say before you mekayim the assay. Because when you over the lois to say, since heter and starf lisser, as soon as you ate a gezayis, even combined heter and isser, you're ready over the lois to say, you're ready to get malchus. And when are you mekayim the assay? Dafka when you ate a kazayis of all heter. You don't say that the is mitzayif to the heter to be mekayim the mitzvah say of achilas kachim. You don't say that. You have to eat a full kazayis of the heter. So lemaisa you're going to be over the loisa say before you mekayim the say. So it's not be'idna. You're over the loisa say before you mekayim the say. It's not be'idna. How could you say the chaloisa say? That's right, the karenayra. So Zag the Karenaria Maridiki is sight that even though you're not Mekayim the mitzvah till you eat a kazayas, but eating the half a kazayas is part of the mitzvah. While you're eating this, whatever you're eating, part of what you're eating is heter, is the mitzvah sachilas kacha. So even though you didn't complete the kiyum mitzvah until you finished the whole kazayas of heter, and you were over on the lav as soon as you ate a kazayis combined this of a heter, because heter mitzrayim flisser. But lemaisa, all the eating was a chelik of the kiyum mitzvah. So they also say the chalei say for that. You don't need that you should be mekayim that say in ganzen. As long as what you're doing is a chalek of the kiyam say, that's good enough. And he writes, I entices reish chagiga, ba'ad ulisa shivcha ene yachol. I think Kavanasa is a Taisis Reish Chagiga, and it's also a Taisis in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph and Imsachim and other places. So a Taisis talks about, the Gemara says that a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin has a problem. He can't marry a Shifcha because his Tzad Ben Chayrin is not allowed to marry a Shifcha. He can't marry a Bas Chayrin because his Tzad Eved is not allowed to marry a Bas Chayrin. So he can't marry either one. So Meili has a problem. It can't be Mekayim in the midst of Briv Rivia, and that's why Yekaifa, his master, to Meshachrim, to free him every time a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin, because otherwise he can't get married, and there's a midst of Briv Rivia. So Frek Taisa Kasha, why don't you say a Seidah Chalaisa say? Why don't you say a Seidah Chalaisa say? You should be able to marry a Bas Chayrin, and that say of Piriv Rivia should be Deicha, the Laisa say of Laye Kaddish. Why can't he marry a Bas Chayrin and Laye Kaddish? Should that say of Piriv Rivia should be Deicha, the Laisa say? So Taisus says three Terutzim. One Taisus is Efshalakayim Shneim Alayde Kviya. Since he could free him, it's Efshalakayim Shneim. So you don't say Deicha, the Laisa say. Another Taisus is that she's being Ovid alive and she doesn't have an essay of Piriv Rivia. But a third Taisus says is because the Laisa say you get right away by the Arah. Right away, as soon as you start the bia, you're ready over the loisa say, and you're not mekayim that say zok taisus until the gemara bia. So that's interesting. He says he mekayim that say by the gemara bia, even though he didn't have the children yet. That's another shmooze. But al kopana, what I think the Karen Ur wants is that this teretz that he says that the loisa say is already by the arah by the beginning of the bia, and that say is only by the gemara bia. The chayra avad at the beginning of the bia is part of the assay. It's part of the mitzvah. You don't have a key in mitzvah till the gemara bia that's roi lohilid. But a chelik in the mitzvah, the whole bia gate the ayin in the mitzvah. Mistami means that Taisus only said it as one teretz, but the other two teretzim held that's not a good teretz because since it's one bia and the beginning of the bia also is part of the key in mitzvah. So Mamela, even though you weren't Makai in the mitzvah, you didn't complete the Kiyam mitzvah till the Gemara Bia, but Zechela the Kiyam mitzvah also could be Daichalais to say, just like his Teretz here, that even when you didn't finish the Kazayas, and you're able to Lais to say before you finish the Kazayas of Heter, but whatever you ate is the Chelik of the Kiyam mitzvah, that also could be Daichalais to say. Rabbi Chanan in Kaivitz Aris, in Simon Zayin Sifkan Vav, also says the same Svarim. He's going on a different kasha. He's discussing a kasha that the Yishalmi asked the kasha that if you have, let's say, matzah of chadash, how come you can't eat it? That the mitzvah that save matzah should be deicha the loisa save chadash. So he wanted to know, but chatzis shir is awesome in that Torah. So how could you start eating it? You're first going to eat less than a kazayis. You're not mekayim the mitzvah yet. It should be chatzis shem asim in a Torah. There's no dechiyah on the chatzis shem asim in a Torah because you don't have the assay until you finish the gezayis. And before that, you have chatzis shem asim in a Torah. He could have asked that in Agamar also. But he says, he starts off zuin nikusha the kol mashu shaykh la vichelik mea mitzvah. But kai gav ni mikyu be idna. And it brings a riot, just like it says that a nazir, the kafas ha-raish, the mitzvah of giluach nazir is deicha, the loisah say, of cutting off the payis. Or the other way, by a mitzera, that the mitzvah of gluch mitzera is deicha the leisa say of cutting off the hair of a nazir. So the shayla is, even though as soon as you cut off two hairs, you're ready over the lav, and you're not mekayim the mitzvah's gluch till you finish the whole head. But the teretz is called beidna because it's all part of the mitzvah. And on that kasha, he gives other teretzim that maybe you don't say chatzis she'asim in a teretz if when you're going to have the whole shear, you'll have an asay deicha leisa say. So you don't say chatzis shir asim natar. Chatzis shir is only asim natar when the shir is asim. When the shir you get malchus, then the chatzis shir is asim natar. When the shir is a mitzvah, I say the chalais say, so the chatzis shir wouldn't be asim. Baal Kapanim, he says the same svara, that the aschalas ha mitzvah would also be a say the chalais say, even if you don't have a kiyam. The Beis HaLevi is in Chelek Aleph Simen Beis of Katan Zion. He has a big yisay there, that he wants to say there's a chilik between the mitzvah say of Achilas Pesach and the mitzvah say of Achilas Kachim. He says, you see, the Rambam counts in the Meinei HaMitzvahs two mitzvahs for Pesach. One mitzvah to be makir for Pesach, and the second mitzvah to eat a Pesach. Two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to be makir for Korban Pesach and Yudal Nisan. There's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis of Pesach on Tezvav, on Leil Tezvav. By Korbanis, he doesn't say that. By Korbanis, it's all one mitzvah. So he says it's a chilek. Achilas kachim, the pshat is, it's a din in the chafza. The basa has to be nechal. The basa has to be eaten. There's no din in the gavra. There's no mitzvah in anyone to go eat the kachim. The meat has to be eaten. So that's not a separate mitzvah. That's medinei hakarbon. Just like you're not going to count the separate mitzvah for the shchitas hakarbon, the zrikas adam, the aktaris ha'emrim. It's all one din. It's a din in the carbon. So a din in the carbon, the basa has to be eaten. It's a din in the chefs of the carbon. Now, sheng and carbon Pesach, that's a din in the gavra. And the gavra has to eat a kazayas of Pesach. So now a chiv. He has a chiv to bring a Pesach. And he has another chiv. He has a chiv to eat a kazayas of carbon Pesach. So din in the gavra, that's a separate mitzvah. So Beis Halevi says, al Pidus Yisayin, that the achil is kachman in a kazayas. When there's a din in the gavra, has a chiv, gavra to eat something, has to eat a kazayas. When it's a din, the basa has to be eaten. So as long as it's eaten, it's good. Don't have to eat a kazayas. And he brings a raya from this gemara, the Keren Arius kasha. He had the same kasha. How could you say, if heter mitzdarim for iser, so you're not mekayim that say, till you had a kazayas of heter, and you're ready over the lav when you had a kazayas with seer of the heter and the iser. That was that kasha, the Keren Arius kasha. So his taste is not true. You mekayim that say right away. Every drop you eat is a kiyum asay. There's no din kazayas, there's no sheer kazayas when it comes to achilas kashim, it's a din in the chefsa. So there's a second teretz on the kasha. The whole kasha is not shvei, there's no sheer kazayas in achilas kachim, it's a din in the chefsa. The maisen chesan, tachsam sefer, it's an ori chayim simen mem tes, he holds for keret. He holds an agamoritz mavur, he was asked for shayla. Is there a din kazayas in achilas kachim? Is there a din achilas for kazayas? No, there is, it's a din in the chayda, the boss has to be eaten, you don't need a kazayas. So Zaklik Sam Seif have a raya from Angamara that you do need a kazayas. Because if you don't need a kazayas, so it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. You're not Oivet alive unless you eat a full shear. And you can be Mekayim Daseh even without eating a full shear. So why don't you cut up the chatas when you have the chatas that got mixed into something else, a pasul of carbon mixed into a kosher carbon. So cut it up into pieces less than a kazayas. And every achilas pras, eat a chatsi shear. And in Mela, you'll eat the whole carbon, and you'll never be able to love. So what's that say, the Chalosa say? It's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, have a Pashat Eitzah to do it. Why do I have to throw out the carbon? Because I can't eat it, because I'm not only Kachim Sulim. So I'll eat less than a shear. I'll be Mekayim, the mitzvah of eating Kachim. Then I won't be able to love, it's less than a shear. I'm not sure how shver it is, L'maisa Chatzishe Asim in Atayra. Oh, but that's the kasha, yes. I guess the pshat is, if you're going to what's katsi shayosim a Torah, b'chol, I don't need hetem mitzdarif for l'isser. The whole you cited this gemara is hetem mitzdarif for l'isser, and on that the gemara asks, I say, the chalaisa say, it sounds like it's because of hetem mitzdarif for l'isser. The answer is, but what do you need? So maybe you won't need a shia. You won't need a kazayas. You'll eat less than a kazayas. Elamai, you're not mekayim, the mitzvahs achilas kashim till you eat a kazayas. That's not the same story for now, like the base halevi. Because if you're going to say, Kim Mekayim, the mitzvah's kachim without a kazayas, so why do you need to say the chalais and say? Why taka can't you do it? Any time you have a possible thing that got nivel in a kosher thing, so eat less than a shia. That's like the Ksam Seifer. So the chayat's a kash in the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says you don't need kazayas. And the Ksam Seifer is bringing a raya that if you don't need a kazayas, so why bechlal do you have to be deichet alav? Just eat less than a shia. So the Mikdash David, in the country, at the end of the Sefer, Seif Simenei, he says, Amari Dikachap. He says, Bamisan, I have another kasha. There's a mitzvah that say their answer to burn kachim suin. You learn that from Naisav, Asraftis, and Naisav, Be'esh, whatever it is, kosher, Be'kaidish, apostle, there's a din, there's a mitzvah say to burn it. So, Frank, the kasha, how could the Marisa kasha say, Dechalaisa say, that say of Achilas kachim? Should be Dechalaisa say of eating kachim suin? It's a loisa say vase, not als Rav Ashi's time of yiktash, but als the mitzvah asay, Rav Ashi's time sounds like it's another asay on the achila. And any time you have kachim sulim mixed into kachim ksherin, yiktash tells you a loisa say an asay not to eat it. Besides, for the loisa say not to eat kachim sulim, Yikdash tells you another essay not to eat it. Say an essay, darch alaysa save essay. And Rava didn't seem to hold that way. Rava had to say the other time of ain't essay darch alaysa say shiv mikdash. I'm afraid the mikdash david in the sasemis asses kasha in the mood they are. Achrayna masses kasha, typically it's an essay, you have to burn kashim sulim. If you eat the kashim sulim, you mevatel essay of burning kashim sulim. So ain't essay darch alaysa save essay. You have two things. You have the loysa say not to eat kashim sulim. You have the say to burn kashim sulim. So why don't you say that in a say darch alaysa save essay? Hazak the mikdash david, hagufa. The assay to burn kachim sulim is the ones that you can't eat. But if there would be a din of assay derech alayis assay, and mitzad the achila alayin, there'll be no problem eating it, assay derech alayis assay, that would be mafkia the assay to burn the kachim sulim. The assay of burning kachim sulim is dafkia if you can't eat it. If you can eat it, there's no assay to burn the kachim sulim. So zok the mikdash david, shmaketaris, but zok the mikdash david, so ay bazai, if you take a have an assay der chalais assay, and you can eat a kazayas of it, also din of assay der chalais assay, so then, it doesn't have a din sreifa, because you're allowed to eat it, because assay der chalais assay. So even though it's kashim sulim, but now that you have an assay der chalais assay, you're allowed to eat it. So male, there's no assay of sreifa. But if that's him, you can't eat it. Navas, I have a shtick. I can eat pachas pachas mikashir. And Mimela, I'll never be able to lois say. But there is a lois say. I can't eat it. I'll just have a way out. I could circumvent the lois say. I can eat pachas mikashia, so I'll never be able on the lois say. Ah, but Ayvazay being over on the assay. Once you're telling me there is no assay derech lois say, and the reason why I could eat it is because stam, I could eat less than a shir. And you go with the base of Levi's word that for the assay of achilas kachim, it's good enough to eat less than a shir. So I would say I can't eat it, because I can't eat a kazayas, so I'll get like it. I'll be like on a kazayas. So I would say, so then you taka can't eat less than a shir either, because you're being mevatel asay of shreifa. So male, all comes down to asay de chalaisa say. You don't have the sam seifa zaitza. Sam seifa says, if I can kind the mitzvah say of kachim eating less than a kazayas, so why do I need asay de chalaisa say? Let me just eat less than a kazayas. I'll never be able to lois say because it's brachas mikashir. And the kiyum say I'll have because the achilas kashim doesn't need a kazayas. So I'm saying if Buddha Raya from there, the achilas kashim doesn't need a kazayas. So I can make the shtavit, no. If there's an issa to eat it when you eat a kazayas because you don't say a say the achilas say. So oy bazai, you can't eat less than a kazayas either because you're being mevatel asay of sreifa. The Gemara asks, you should say, say the Chalais say. The Gemara wasn't bothered with the Assay of Sreifa because you could only have the Assay of Sreifa if it's also to eat. If Assay the Chalais is matter to eat it, so then you're not going to have an Assay of Sreifa. But thus, that you're telling me I have an Eitzah, even with the Lais say that I could eat Pachas because Shir is not such an Eitzah. Once you're going to tell me that it's also to eat a Shir, because you're not going to say the Echalais to say, so then you can't eat Pachas Mikashir either because of that say of Shreifa. That's the Mikdash David's Cheshbon. Now, Bahi and Yon and Ochazach, we mentioned this in the Shiurim earlier in Perikol HaZochim, and there it discusses if you have the blood of two Karbanis that got mixed together, a Matan Aleph and a Matan Dalad. You have one Karban that needs one Matan, and one Karban needs four Matan, so the blood got mixed together. So Rabbi Yeshua says you can only do a matan aleph because you can't do a matan dalin because it's baltesif. You can't be over baltesif. The tazin even dafkuf asked the kasha. Why don't you say a seder chalaisa say? Why don't you say that say of zrikas dam should be deicha chalaisa say a baltesif? Lemaisi mikayim and mitzvah zrikas dam by doing the matan dalin. So kiyum mitzvah zrikas dam. And that should be deichad alayis to say of Baltesif. So he spoke about that by Richus in the early shiur. Just Tazen Erevin gives a teretz that asay nechalayis you don't say when it was a pshia. When you really could have done that say without being over alayis to say. And it's only through a pshia that now you can't do that say without being over alayis to say. So Nela, it's your pshia that caused it. You don't say asay nechalayis to say b'chai gavna. So the Olam asks from Agamara, it's mamish come out the same case where the meat of the kachim got mixed with the other meat, with the meat of the pasul kachim, And the Gemara asks you, say the Chalaisa, say, what's the kasha? It was also a pshia. He really could have been Mekai in the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim without being over the Chalaisa, say. And as your pshia, that meat got nivla with the other meat. So if there's a yisayin that when the asay got mixed with the Chalaisa, say, it was a pshia, you don't say the Chalaisa, say. So what's the pshat in that Gemara? A fella. Achrayim speak about it. I don't understand the Terutzim all so well. But there's a teres in the Aruch Lanei and Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches and Mebeis. It's also from the Einig Yandiv, Yeridei Yisimin Peches, that says like this, that when the Asay and the Leisasay is in the same thing, the same Maisa is a Kiyam Asay and a Issa Leisasay, then even a Pshia is not a problem. Taisis Yisayin, that's a Pshia, is only when it's two different things. When the assay is in one thing, laisa is in a different thing. Then they came together with pshia. You don't say the chalaisa say. The Aruch Lanei brings the Ritva that says it's nusach that way. You have to know exactly the svara lechalik. But mamela by dam, the pshat is the assay is to shmitz the dam of matan dalin. The laisa say of maltesif is to shmitz the dam of the matan aleph. It's two different dams. On this dam there's a kiyam assay. On this dam there's an issa laisa say. So male, if it wouldn't be a pshia, even b'chai gavni say the chalaisa say. It's one maisa. This maisa is an assay and the laisa say the chalaisa say. But since it's a pshia and the assay is in one part and the laisa is in the other part, you don't say the chalaisa say. Mashenke in here, nachdem we have the pasuk hashiyivul b'besara of hetem and staref l'isser. So kum dais with the mitzvah assay that I'm being mekayim by eating the kachim. I'm being over the saying the same piece, because it has the blias of the bus, it also becomes neser. Had the Messiah for Isser. So it's in the same shtickel. In the same shtickel, so even by Pshia, you say the Chalaisa say. That's the Teres of Larich Lener and the Einig Yantiv. And Nachal Gavaldi Ga'arim, Rava says it's Chiddish, that Eina say the Chalaisa say Shem Mikdash. Pashas Adin, so Laisa say Shem Mikdash is more Chomer. I say can't be day chalaisa say shiva mikdash. He brings a raya because it says ve'etzel meisishu rubai. And Shimon ben Manasseh says echad etzim sheishu mayach echad etzim sheein mayach. So the Gemara says amai name I say day chalaisa say elain I say day chalaisa shiva mikdash. He is saying I say is not day chalaisa say shiva mikdash. So Taisus asks a kasha. At the end of Taisus asks of echad etzim miokati kasha. Hechi asi haya say v'day chalaisa say. It's missing the idna. Because when you even say of Shvir Setzim, when you break the etzim, and when you do the achila afterwards, it's not the idna, it's a pella. How could the Gemara say the achilaisa say it's not the idna? And you don't have the teretz, the say like we said from the achreinim earlier, that the scholars of mitzvah is also the achilaisa say. It's the not even a scholars of mitzvah. You're not eating it at all. All you're doing is breaking the bone, so that you'll be able to eat the mayach inside the bone. It's an assay to eat the mayach inside the bone. It's a lysa say to break the bone, but you're doing the lysa say before the assay. So it's not the idna. You're ready when you over the lysa say, still like being mekayim the assay. It's not the idna. That's rectasis. So there's a very famous piskei tesis right here, Eifin Art. The Bishayim pick on the side, the Messiah of Shashu Bishayim pick is mitzayin to it. He says, I am piskei taisis sif samach tes yishuvalze, v'ayim mishlo melech perik yud milchus karim pesach din aleph. And what he means is that the piskei taisis, which is printed at the end of the mesech, that's usually just saying over the halachas that come out from taisis, he writes the halacha that comes out from this taisis, im iev shalakayim asay, b'fneyatz, b'inyan acher, loy b'inim b'inim d'meka loy lakayim asay. If there's no other way to do that say, so then you don't need b'idna. The Mishnah Melech that he quotes just mentioned the Piskei Taisis. He says he saw this in the Piskei Taisis. It seems like a Teresa Taisis Kasha. And so Chiddush Gadol be'enai. The Turi Evan on the Fezum Abeis in Chagiga brings this Piskei Taisis. He says, Kinira, the Piskei Taisis had it in his Taisis. Piskei Taisis doesn't write his own pshatim. The Piskei Taisis writes over from Taisis. So obviously it wasn't an earlier version of Taisis, which ended up getting lost, but the Teretz was that since there's no other way to Mekayim the Lois to say without being, with the kind that I say without being over on the Lois to say, you don't need the Idna. It needs a little bit more beer because every essay that a Lois to say is only when it's the Efshel Lekayim Shneim. So obviously, if you could be Mekayim that say without being over on the Lois to say, you never say a Seyd Lach say, even if it's the Idna. Elamai, we're talking about a case where there's no other way to Mekayim that say unless you're over on the Lois to say. And still you see a din that you need the Idna. So what's the pshat in the Viskei Taisus? I think the pshat is like this, that it depends if it's circumstantial, or that's the way the assay is set up. Now the Zegemara says, b'idna l'masha, let's say a kain wants to do Aveda. He wants to do Aveda. And the only way you can do Aveda is if you cut off his tzaras, and you even assay, the lois to say, avishame b'neged tzaras. Zegemara says, it's not b'idna. Why? Because Batsim a Kayin can do Aveda without cutting off Tziras. Now this Kayin has a problem. He's a Balmum. He can't do, he's a Tomei. He can't do Aveda. So he has to cut off the Tziras to become Tar. But it's a circumstantial E-Efsher. Or the Gemara in Deir that says, that let's say you have on Yom Tov, you shech the Eif, and all you have is dirt which has to be ground. You have to be Eif on the Yisuf Harisha be Yom Tov, to do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. So why don't you say the mitzvah of Kisei Adam should be deichel lois to say of Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, not be'idna, because you first grind it, and then you do the Kisei Adam. So also, the mitzvah of Kisei Adam doesn't need Harisha for it. In this case, you don't have another Eich, you don't have another Eitzah. Now, shaken here by the Mayach, so it wasn't a circumstance. Be'etzim. There's no way to eat it without being even assay. It's be'etzim. The say comes with this package, and you can't be Mekayim that say without being over the Lois to say. The Chayik Avni holds you don't need the Idna. There's also a discussion in Eilu Metzius in the Muki Yosef there, when the Gemara asks the Shaila, by Kayim who would base a Kvaris, if he should say, I say the Chalois to say, to do a Shavas Aveda. So the Muki Yosef asks the Kash, it's not the Idna. To go to the base of Kvaris to get that Aveda for a Kayim, it's not the Idna. So, he brings that the Ran answers that since the only way to Mekayim the Shavas Aveda is by going into the basic Kvaris, you don't need the Idna. So that he says that no, but Lamaisa, that's not called Ascholas HaMitzvah. The Ascholas HaMitzvah is not going towards the get that Veda. The Ascholas HaMitzvah starts when you pick up that Veda and you start returning it. That's the Ascholas HaMitzvah. So Rabbi Kveika says that Kinir the Mukyesa didn't hold to this Piskei Taisus. But that's the Yisayin. The Shavas Aveda, right, this is not called circumstantial. The Shavas Aveda, Aveda happens to be in the Beis HaKvaris. So Mele Be'etzim, the only way you could do the mitzvah is Ayidei being Metame in the Beis HaKvaris, at least for this person. So Dakas the Gechilik, when's it called that Be'etzim you can't do that say without being over the Leis say? When's it called really you could do that say? It's just the Echetimsid, they have Echetimsid, a problem. That's the sign of the Spiske Taisus. It will bring it down, the Turi. Evan brings it down, the Neid de Behuda, and Evan Ezim, Madura Tinyana, Simon Kuf, Mem Aleph. It's really from the son of the Neid de Behuda. He's Marachim about it. He brings down also this, the Machlaikis, the Ran and the Muki Yosef. He says, arguing about the Piske Taisus. He wants to say that's the Machlaikis Rav and Ravashi. Because Rav brings their ayah to the Yisayat of Eina Seidai Chalaisa Seisha B'Mikdash from Shiri Satsim. That you see, Rabbi Baal, the anala to break the bone, the lois to say, in order to mekayim that save eating the mayach. Vais dais, ain't a say the lois to shem mikdash. Ravashi says that the time here is as ain't a say the lois to save as say. That here you have a lois to save as say, have a lois to say to yikashim sulam, you have the say of yikdash. So he says, the mefarshim ask, if Ravashi doesn't hold the Rav's time of Ein Asay Deich Alay Say Shabbat Mikdash, so how does he answer the teretz of the Mayach and that summit? There is no Lais Asay Vasay. There's just one Lais Asay. That's the Mesishu, but there's no Asay. So he says, in Mepharshim say, Ravashi held that Avad Ein Asay Deich Alay Say Shabbat Mikdash, but he wanted to say another teretz. Even if it wasn't B'Mikdash, still have a Lais Asay Vasay. Ha'em Es Nakat. The Rebbe says, his son, that it's Tzadeichik. If Shaiz of Ashi held, it's not a right from Atzamas, because it's not Be'idna. The Machlaikis, Rav and Avashi is in the Piskei Taisis site. Rav holds them, it's Yev Shabin Yanacher, that's not a problem of Be'idna. Mashen Kane, Avashi holds, even that case is a problem of Be'idna. That's what he wants to tie in the Shtikal Tayer, his Meir. And now we'll speak a little bit on some Oris on Daf Tzadniches. The Gemara on Daf Tzadniches was going into the Hekish. That each one of these things, the oil of the mincha, the chatas, the asham, the mulum, the zevach hashlamim, was malamed a din that all of them learned with the hekesh. By oil, we learn out from that oil is ton kli, and it's the second, you learn it out from Avraham Avinu, veikachas amacheles. It's a big shayla in the Rishayim, if you need a kli shareis, there's a taisis in the beginning of Tam Benishchat that speaks about a daf mem zayin. And then you have the mincha, which is learned at the din of Zichri Kuna, it's needed for Shal Mitzibah, like the Gemara says. And you have the chatas, which is our halacha, that kol ha-shayigah be-besari yikdash, the din of Bliya, that it's not only by chatas, it's by ul kachim. And then you have asham. So Gemara learns that from asham, that just like an asham, the shfir and the shilya, when you have an asham, there's no such thing that the placenta and the fetus that's in the asham is kaddish, because the asham is always a zachar. And since an asham is always a zachar, can't have a shvir and a shilya. So we baskin donim evshim ishi evshir, and therefore you learn out that there's no din, there's no kedusha to the shvir and the shilya of other karbanis, even a chatas and a shlamim, which could be in the kevam, there's no din, there's no kedusha to the shvir and the shilya. So there's interesting the machlekes Rashi and Taisis. But Rashi says it means that the emurim, the chelev, and the kloyes of the shvir and the shilya are not brought on the mizbeach. So Rashi doesn't discuss the etzim shvir and the shilya if it has a kedushas carbon and has to be eaten. L'zichrei kahuna, let's say it's talking about a chatas. You have a chatas that's in a keva, and you have a shvir and a shilya. Does it have to be eaten? L'zichrei kahuna, does it have to be eaten by azara? Even a shlamim, does it have to be eaten b'tayra? Does it have to be eaten in Yerushalayim? He doesn't discuss that. He discusses one halacha: if you take the emurim of the shvir and the shilya and you makter it on the mizbeach, that by asham there's no din to take the emurim of the shvir and the shilya and be makter it on the mizbeach. So Taiz is bothered. It sounds like Rashi is naming on that the etzim shvir and the shilya is kadosh. It has the kedushas carbon of the mother. Now, there's no din emrim, there's no din to be makter on the mizbech. But the problem is, the Gemara says that we're going like the man, the Yom of Vlad, Vodis Kachim, Behava Yosin, Hein Kedoshim, which means that the Vlad only becomes Kaddish after it's born. Before it's born, Bime'iman, it's not Kaddish. And the Gemara in Tmur, Dafir Alf, is Mavur, that's Nechel Lechal Adam Lechal Makayim. The Gemara says, a Sheikh Rasachad, the Sumatzba Min Dalit, if you find in it a 4-month-old fetus, so it's nechel b'chol adam b'chol makayim. It could be eaten by anybody. So you see, it has no kedusha b'chlal. So how could Rashi say we're talking about the shvir and the shilya, it doesn't have kedusha at all? So Melo Teis learns the Gemara that the hekesh is that since an asham it doesn't have kedusha at all, so to all kabbanis it doesn't have kedusha at all, and this is the limud that vlad is kachim of yasin en kedashim, the nabim me'iman en kedashim, even though when you have a carbon, you have a chatas or a shlam that's in a keva, has a vlad that also becomes a carbon. By a vlad chatas is lamisa, by a vlad shlamim, it's nikrav. But dafka after it's born, when it's me'iman, it has no kedusha at all. Now Taisus is bothered, Eiva Zoy, why do we learn that this din from Asha, not from Ola? They say, Spishlai Melefi Rashi, it's good. Because Ola, if all we're dealing is with the Amorim, by Ola there's no din of the Amorim. By Ola the pshat is you burn everything. So you can't learn out from Ola that just like Eil is no din Amrim in the Shvir and the Shilya, so to other Karbanis. Eil is Bechal no din Amrim. Eil burn everything. So Meili can't learn that from Eil. Mashayin, if you're learning out that there's Bechal no Kedush in the Vlad, so why do you have to wait till Asham? Why do you need Asham? You can learn that from Eil. It's the same limit. Eil is also only a Zachar. So there's a shtickle from Menachem Zemba that's printed in the Sefer Zer Avram, Simon Beis, it's in Safkat and Gimel and Safkat and Laman Aleph. They says the Yisayit, it really comes from the Lechem Mishnah. The Gemara in Temurah says, HaShayich HaSachatis V'matzav Ben Ben Dalid Nechel Lechal Adam V'chol Makay. You find the Ben Dalid means there's only 4 months. The for a sheep, the full term pregnancy is 5 months. So the Gemara says, it's talking about a 4-month old. Now Taisus, they're going to ask the Kasha, why say 4 months? Why not 5 months? And Taisus talks about it. But the Lachemish is medayik in the Rambam, and it's also medayik in Rashi and Tamura, that fakert, that if it's 4 months, so since we hold that Vladis Kachim Aviyasin and Kedoshim, they have to be born, a 4-month-old Vlad, the 4-month-old fetus, was never born, it's never Kaddish. Masha'en Kain, if it's 5 months, if it's full term, so that is called born. When you shechted the mother, so the Vlad is called born. That's the Havai of the Vlad. That's the Laid of the Vlad. You don't need a Leda. As long as now it's a full-term pregnancy and you shechted the mother and now the Vlad is out, that's the Havayas and incarnation. So then it is Kaddish. So that's what Rashi says. You're right, it's Kaddish. But still, there's no din to be makdim emirim. Taisus takos is not Kaddish. Taisus holds if it was never born until after the mother was shechted, so it never became Kaddish. Masha'en Kain, Rashi holds no. Rashi holds it is Kaddish, because that's called born. So, Mel, that's what Rashi says that we're discussing the Emirim. Shmaka Teretz. Also in the Sefer Zeravram, this was in Simon Beis, the Tshuva was from Nachum Zemba. Zeravram with letters back and forth from Avram Lufteber and Rav Nachum Zemba. So in the Tshuva Simon Hay from Avram Lufteber, he says another, the Teretz of Taisus Kasha. The Taisus asks the Kasha, why, according to Taisus, that's saying the Pshat is Bechlal not Kaddish, so why do we have the limit from Ashim? You can have the same limit from Eila. Eila is also a Zacher. So he says, by a Bama, you can have an Eila that's in a Keva. By a Bama, there's no Din Zachris. A Bama, you could bring an Eila that's in a Keva also. So there is a carbon Eila that's in a Keva, when there's a Heter Bamas. So then you can bring an Eila that's in a Keva. But an Ashim, you can't bring on a Bama. You can only bring the Dharam and the Davis on a Bama. You can't bring Chayvis on a Bama. So Mela Ashim never comes out that you could bring an Ashim that's in a Keva. And Oila, there is a carbon Oila that's in a Keva. And the base of Mikdash not, but an Obama, yeah. And Ashim, there isn't. There's no such carbon. There never is a carbon Ashim that's in a Keva. That's why you couldn't learn out from Oila. But Oila will be Shaykh, the Din of Shri and Shilya, by Obama. You can only learn out from Ashim, which is no Din Ashim by Obama, Geshmaka Teretz. Okay, one more Arab on Daf Tzad Ches. At the end of the Gemara, Zarechesim and Beis, Rava was discussing, what's a din if you have both Dam Chattis and Dam Oila together, mixed together in a beged? We know that Dam Chattis is Ton Kibus, and Dam Oila is not Ton Kibus. So the Shaila is, what if you have both? So Rava says, this Pshita to me, that if you have first Dam Chattis in the beged, and then you have Dam Oila over it, so if that is Ton Kibus, why not? The Dam Chattis is not going to shter the din Kibus of the Dam Oila. Mashenken, let's say you first have Dam Oila, and then you have Dam Chattis. So the Nusach of the Shaila is it because of Negeya? Is it because it's touching, Vanegeyahu? Or is it because Balua Vaholei Bola? What's a Din Kibus? Is Din Kibus because it's touching the Begin, and the Dam Chattis happens to be touching the Begin? Or is it Din Kibus because it's absorbed in the Begin, and since the Dam Oila was there first, so the Dam Chattis did not become absorbed in the Begin? So the Gemara says, "Basa de bayada pashta, ain't to unen kibus. You do not need kibus." So vice dice from this Gemara, the kibus is dafka if it's absorbed, and if it's over the dam oila, it's not called absorbed. So the Mekavis Mishnah and other Achreinim asked the Kasha. The Gemara earlier on Daf Tzad the Gimel says, if a dam chatas was hutas and a beged tame, it needs kibus. Dam tame that's hutas and a beged does not need kibus, but a dam chatas that's hutas and a beged tame does need kibus. Why? Because the Tumah came bevasachas with the chi of kibus. If it was Tameh before, it was hutas on the beged, so it's only by a kasha, not by a pasul. But if the dam chatas was hutas on the beged Tameh, so even though the dam became Tameh from the beged, but at the vice is the chi of kibus and the Tumah came bevasachas. So if the Mekavis and Mishnah, but it didn't get absorbed yet. The Tumah comes as soon as it touches the beged. The chi of kibus, Rav is saying here, it has to be absorbed. So what's pshat? If it has to be absorbed to have a mechayev of kibus, that the tumah came before it was absorbed. The tumah came as soon as it had contact. And then the kibus came afterwards. So what's pshat? So the mekavis and mishnah wants to say it's a mechoykes of sugyas. Our sugya holds, you need bliya, and that sugya holds negi is good enough to be mechayev. Ashtikul shver. The chazay nish, in simen chaf, sifkan dalad, he tainis, that on a clean beged, There is no two stages of Negiyah and Bliyah. Soon as it hits the Beged, it's called Bliyah. It makes the Beged dirty. It makes it stain right away. It's an immediate thing. There are no two stages, Bechlal, that you could say that the Tumah is by the Negiyah and then the Chiyuv Kibbutz is only by the Bliyah. It's not much one thing. If there's Dam Oil inside, so then the Pshat is, it can't be Belayah, because it already has a Dam. It's full of Dam. So it's not being Belay anything, it's only Negiyah. But as long as the Beged is clean, the Negiyah is the Bliyah, and the Mela is not Shver, the two Sugyas. That's the Chazanish's Teretz.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.